Wilcox, St. Helena, California, February 15, 1906. Elder Wilcox, Boulder, Colorado. My dear brother, I have received and read your letter, and I wish to say to you, I have no advice to give you in regard to your leaving the sanitarium. I realize that the condition of things has been such that it would not take much urging to lead you to leave, but this is not the time for you to leave. Do not make too many changes at once. If Dr. Rand leaves and another takes his place, we could not advise you to leave also. Hold the fort with the firmness and decision that should be revealed at the present time. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken, that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. If the climate of Boulder agrees with you and your wife, and you can feel it to be the will of God that you remain, continue to carry on the work in connection with the sanitarium. Pray much and guard every word and action. There is one thing upon which I am settled. It is not the duty of the Lord's children to remain in an objectionable climate and be continually failing in health. Many of our brethren have done this and have lost their lives. When in a place where the atmosphere is filled with friction, when the work of a laborer is made exceeding hard by those who are continually counterworking his efforts and scheming to obtain advantage, then let the laborer go to some place where the atmosphere is more healthful spiritually and where he can have more hope of success. I could not advise you to leave the Boulder Sanitarium now. You have gained an experience in the institution and have a knowledge of what needs to be done. Were someone who had not this experience to take up your work, he would, unless he looked continually to the Lord, make some mistakes that would discourage him. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. You understand the situation, and you know how to meet the issues that may arise because of circumstances, because you have already had to do this under trial. We must remember that in every place in which we work on the Lord's side, we counterwork the efforts of satanic agencies. You have passed through trials, and you will have trials to meet to a greater or less degree wherever you may be. Satan will watch every weak point of character and will strive for the mastery. But we cannot afford to lose our chance of gaining a victory for the Lord's side. Constantly we encounter foes, and unless we are on guard, we shall lose precious opportunities of obtaining victories. Well, there is help for us in God. The result of every conflict in which we engage depends upon how we manage the matter. If we flee to the stronghold, we may run into it and be safe. By faith, we can grasp a hand that will hold us as long as we hold fast. Everything depends upon Him who is invisible and yet sure, a stronghold in time of trouble. We have a refuge and a present help in every time of need. Troubles we cannot avoid, but God is in every place. Let us hold fast the promise that His presence will be with us if we seek Him in simplicity and with the whole heart. Let not any of us despond. He careth for every soul of His blood-bought heritage. His loving kindness changeth not. Let us accept the promise. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. We might be much more rested in the conflict after it is over if we did not depend upon what we can do ourselves, if we had strong faith in what the Lord Jesus will do for us. I feel deeply in earnest to set myself right, that not one soul may be, through me, led out of the straight and narrow path that Christ has cast up for us to walk in. We read in the record of Christ's life on earth how the Savior went about doing good, healing all manner of disease of mind and body, forgiving and comforting the erring when they repented, and lifting up the brokenhearted and despairing. Whatever temptations may come, never speak or act hastily in accordance with the natural temperament. Get words from the mount, sanctified, Christ-like words. By following Christ's way and Christ's teachings, get a fitting up to meet the adversary. We may rejoice in tribulation, for Jesus is our sympathizing friend. In His companionship, we are perfectly safe, for He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Oh, how gladly we should endure trials when we know that He knows and that He is prepared to help us. He careth for you. Trust Him as a little child trusts his parents. Those who trust in Him instead of being weak and feeble are strong in his strength. The troubles of this present time are diversified in form, but Christ has passed over the ground, and we need not be in uncertainty. He has invited us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. The promise is, I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91, verse 15. Oh, what a fortress and high tower he is for us! I have been passing through great sorrow, because some among those who in my books have evidence that the Lord has used the feeble agent to express great and everlasting truths are turning from the living wells to hew out and drink at broken fountains. My soul is in agony night after night. I can sleep but a few hours, for the thought of those who are in false paths afflicts my soul.